Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, Kevin, you're going to start by asking me about today's episode.
Oh yes, I have here down to ask you. Tony, tell us what's going on with usury radio today.
Well, usury radio, a word to practice, it's fun to say, returns us to the world of Emily Wellingtonford, Canadian mine owner and usurer. She has a new radio station and isn't really sure why, but we get an interview with a troubled, laid-off miner from the year 1928.
And there is an implicit message that we want you to try to guess at behind this sketch, is there not?
And this message must be phrased as a question that serves as a premise for the episode. And we're committed to this. There have been complaints. But still, if you write down this question and mail it in, and if it's correct, what will happen, Kevin?
Well, first of all, you're mired in counter-causality there. You're saying that the reason why there's a question is because somebody will write in a question later. But that can't possibly be true.
It's in fact
unless,
the truth.
Okay.
And
they win valuable prize.
Hello, listener. I'm Emily Wellingtonford, Canadian mine owner and usurer here in Cornock, Saskatchewan. I just bought this radio station, which I funded by cutting my workers' pay by 15% and then lending them back the difference at exorbitant interest rates. Every day, I thank the blessed saints for the free market. Anyway, I'm using this station as a platform to air my views and perhaps compel others to think as I do. But first, this morning's complaint. Let's hear about it directly from my elderly servant slash unpaid intern, Wepford. Wepford? Wepford, approach the microphone.
Yes, Mrs. Wellingtonford.
Hurry along, Wepford. What Wepford's about to tell you, listener, is that she made very disappointing toast for me this morning. Didn't you, Wepford?
Yes, Mrs. Wellingtonford.
What's that noise?
It's time for the news.
What news? And who are you?
My name's Maisie, but you can call me Gertrude the Moon. And I'm the news director.
What nonsense. I never hired a news director.
Nope, but I volunteered.
Well, so long as I don't have to pay you. Wepford, it's nearly noon. Massage my feet.
Yes, Mrs. Wellingtonford.
Welcome to the news here on Usury Radio. I'm Gertrude the Loon, with last week's update on the miners' pay cuts. We're speaking now with Clancy Lumberford. You're a miner, right?
Well, not since the pay cuts. The interest rate to borrow for last year's wages was too high, so I had to quit.
So, what are you and your family doing now to survive?
Well, mainly just foraging for roots and berries in the woods.
But Cornock is in the middle of the prairie. We're miles from the nearest woods.
Yep, but Ma and the kids figure we'll be able to reach some woods by March. Maybe.
You call that news, Gertrude? All of Cornock knows about the pay cuts. Yawn, and you out.
Yes, Mrs. Wellingtonford.
Now, listener, stay tuned for this public service announcement. Listener, my lover slash captive, Archie Christensen, remains at large. If you see him, call this station and then chase him into your basement or any other place you can padlock. You'll know him by his magnificent thighs and exquisite torso.
Tony, did we get any implicit theme phrased as a question?
We did, from Irving de la Bouche of Dripping Springs, Texas, who asks, how the hell did you two ever get yourselves a radio show? Is that correct, Kevin?
No, that is not correct. And I had not only taken offense at that, but I'm already past the offense and kind of see his point.
Well, we never quibble when we're intimidated by the questions. But other people who intimidate us include our cast, Nisha Schramm, Ann Porter, Greg Smith, and Nancy Roth. But we need to thank the only man who still enjoys chopped onions on his ice cream, Brian Lindsay.
Do we have any contenders?
Darlene Ringtones from Paterson, New Jersey asks, pork and work are spelled the same, but why are they pronounced differently?
So that's wrong. You know, we could compare words all day, tomato, tomato, but no, that is not the correct question.
In fact, I'd check the pork sell-by date in your freezer right now if I were you. But some people whose sell-by date we already know are our cast, Jody Stewart-Strobelt and Steve Lloyd. This episode was written by Kevin Decker, but nonetheless, we want to thank the only man who lives for last week, Brian Lindsay.